Friday morning on WSGW, WSGW.com, 100.5 and 790, Alexa and Siri on WSGW. And on Saturday mornings on WSGW, or Saturday evenings, but that's another story, SVSU football. And our pregame show for the game tomorrow begins right now. We welcome voice of Cardinals football to our studios, voice of the 3 wins and no losses SVSU Cardinals football team, you, J.J. Baim. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Also, Axe Bowl champion, SVSU Cardinals. Before we get into SVSU football too deeply, first of all, I want to say I'm a proud graduate of the Leadership Saginaw program that Dave was referencing earlier. Class of 2010, best class ever. And then I also want to join my voice with what you guys were talking about a few minutes ago. Ann Williams, obviously. I'm a former member of the WSGW family, and she and I were colleagues for a number of years, so certainly wish her well as she retires from this chapter. Have enjoyed working with Ann, and she's been a great part of our community through her role in the news department at WSGW over many years, so we certainly wish her well.
Well, that's very kind of you to recognize that and to note your involvement with Leadership Saginaw as well.
In fact, I think J.J. helped in some of the later ones in instrumental in a panel and stuff on public relations and things, if
yes,
I'm not mistaken.
And it's interesting because when I heard you said now post-COVID they're getting back to some of these things, I'm like, I will have to check and see what the curriculum is going to be like this year.
Absolutely.
But I wrote it down. Best class ever, 2010.
Yes.
Best football ever. These Saginaw Valley State University. You mentioned the Axe Bowl champions, the victory from last week, the latest over Northwood. And for a third straight game now, SVSU has put on a clinic of rushing both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've talked about this now for 3 games in a row. But last week in the win over Northwood, SVSU, 288 yards rushing, Northwood, 25. So you now have a situation where, using very round figures, SVSU is over 1,000 yards rushing for the season, and they've surrendered just over 100 yards rushing. And it's very, very interesting. Again, we will see how long that can continue. I'm not saying it will continue indefinitely, but if you're able to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, and you're able to run the ball effectively, and your opponent cannot, that has historically been a very successful recipe in the game of football, and SVSU continues to do that well. And it's because their lines are just so physical on both sides of the ball. And then on defense, the linebackers and the secondary, they're able to come up and make tackles. And then on the offensive side of the ball, whether it's the running backs or last week, the quarterback got very much involved as well. You know, they're able to then make plays where they make one man miss and they turn that, you know, 8 or 10 yard gain into a long gain. And so the run game for SVSU, as you said, Charlie, on both sides of the ball really has been instrumental to their success so far.
And you mentioned the lines, and it's those guys in the trenches that sometimes don't get the recognition, but it starts there, and it does start on both sides of the ball.
Well, and what you're seeing, and again, I don't know that this is necessarily going to continue, but now we've got a 3-game sample size. You know, the other thing you're seeing is that in the fourth quarter, in part because of the way SVSU is able to rotate personnel, in the fourth quarter, that really, really shows up because, you know, now you got one side that, you know, they're feeling worn down, and you got SVSU guys that are just up there and really fresh and able to push the point of attack in whatever direction they're looking to push it. And it's really, really been effective, and it's been a key part of SVSU's success. The other thing I think that it's very important to point out is the GLIAC Offensive Player of the Week this week, Andrew Brito, the SVSU quarterback. Again, originally from the state of New Jersey, bounced around college football a little bit, most recently played at the University of Central Florida. And, you know, the first 2 games, he hadn't had to pass very much. And in the pregame interview last week, Ryan Brady, the SVSU head coach, said, you know, if we could get about 250 yards passing and 250 yards rushing today, that would be ideal. Well, Andrew Brito finished 17 of 23 passing for 248 yards, so he just missed that, but threw for 2 touchdowns. And then running the football, he had 11 carries for 110 yards, including a breathtaking 61-yard touchdown run in the second half that really broke the game wide open. And as we mentioned earlier, SVSU finishing with 288 yards rushing. So very, very balanced attack. And all of that bodes well for SVSU now as they head into GLIAC opponents even though tomorrow is a non-conference game on the road at Michigan Tech.
Because later on this season, SVSU will host Michigan Tech as a conference opponent.
As the regular season finale, in fact. That will be Senior Day. It's also going to be Armed Forces Day at SVSU. Talking to my colleague Beth Alford from the Office of Military Student Affairs at SVSU, I think we're going to have something pretty special going on that Saturday in November. So stay tuned for more information on that as we get closer and as some details are confirmed. But we have some pretty grand ambitions for that game.
Tomorrow, what are we doing against Michigan Tech? What's Michigan Tech going to try and do against SVSU? Michigan Tech, traditionally, if I'm not mistaken, they like to run the ball.
Well, you're correct, and that is what they have done historically, and it's something they were able to do last week for a while. So last week, Michigan Tech made the longest road trip in school history. They went down to play Midwestern State University, which is in Wichita Falls, Kansas. So traveling from Texas to the UP and back, obviously a lengthy trip for them, and had to be just a crushing loss for Michigan Tech. They were up 21-7 heading into the fourth quarter, and then they lose on a pick six with 12 seconds left, 28-21. So that had to be a tough pill to swallow for Michigan Tech. So we'll see how they are able to bounce back from that. Last week, in terms of Michigan Tech, they wound up with 98 net yards rushing. They surrendered 222 net yards rushing. Midwestern State is a good program. They've had a run of some playoff appearances in recent years. So, again, a quality opponent for Michigan Tech. But that's going to be that's just one of those games. I've been on those travels where you have those games that you're winning going into the fourth quarter, and then all of a sudden you lose on that back-breaking play at the end. It can be really tough to recover, especially with travel of that distance. But, Michigan Tech has also a history of being a resilient program. So I expect they're going to do everything they can to bring their best tomorrow.
And you mentioned something we shouldn't overlook tomorrow as we're listening to the game, as much as we'll pay attention to what's happening with the running game on both sides of the ball, because we have that interest with what SVSU has done. You mentioned the quarterback, and one thing it does do when you do have run offense and defense, it opens up that passing possibility.
Well, and what you saw last week, again, from Andrew Breedy was just so efficient. You know, so when you're 17 of 23 passing for 248 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, I mean, that's when you realize, okay, yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough for defenses to know what to stop. And that's obviously the goal for Ryan Brady, who, in addition to being the head coach, he's the play caller this year. The offensive coordinator for SVSU, Josh Miller, last year actually now is the offensive coordinator down at Midwestern State in Texas, who Michigan Tech just played. So I'm sure there's been at least a conversation or two between those two, between Ryan Brady and Josh over the course of this week. Hey, so what worked against those guys last week? But be that as it may, yes, I think the balanced attack for SVSU last week was certainly important to their success. I think Northwood has improved over last year. So getting a 35-14 victory on the road in the Axe Bowl for SVSU, I think it's another step that shows looks like SVSU is going to have a very strong program this season. They certainly look good through the first 3 weeks.
Tomorrow, we have a broadcast time of 12:30 for a 1 o'clock kick up north at Michigan Tech. We will enjoy all the action. This on 100.5 WSW as well as online. JJ, we'll look forward to more great SVSU play calling tomorrow.
I'll do all I can.
All right, SVSU football every Friday morning. We start the pregame show early for you here on the Morning Team Show.